In today's daf, Shabbos daf Yud Ches, on daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara states that even though you can start, according to Beis Hill, even though you can start a process before Shabbos, and let's say start a machine before Shabbos, that it may operate on Shabbos itself. Regarding cooking, there's a gzera shema yachte b'chalim, that if you put food, you cook food and you start the process on Erev Shabbos, there's a concern you might stoke the coals and change the temperature on Shabbos itself. However, the Gemara states that ubishel shapir dami, bashil velo bashil aser, that if the food is cooked, then it's fine. Because if the food is cooked already and you can eat the food, so let's say by the time you put the food on the oven, you put the food, let's say, on the stovetop, and you put the food in the oven, and by the time Shabbos hits, it's already cooked. So then we're not concerned you're going to stoke the coals because it's already cooked. But if it's basho v'lo basho, it's not really cooked, then it's aser, then it's forbidden, because we are concerned you're going to stoke the coals. There's a machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos. What does it mean, basho v'lo basho? According to the Rambam, in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Gimel Halacha Daled, that as long as the food is not fully cooked, then there is this concern of shem yachta b'cholim, that we're concerned that, and any time where it's not fully cooked, or any time where additional cooking will make the food better, so then we're concerned that you're going to stoke the coals. However, according to the Tosfos, bashel v'lo bashel refers to not fully cooked, but the tzarach lomar de lo havi kamachal ben drusai. That it's not like the food of ben drusai. Ben drusai was a robber, a bandit who would eat his food. He was always on the run, so he'd eat his food even if it wasn't fully cooked. There's a debate what the definition of machal ben drusai is. Is it one half cooked or one third cooked? The Shulchan Aruch brings down both opinions. And the Ramah says we follow the second opinion. And the second opinion is the opinion of Tosfos. And what that means is, in practice, let's say it's close to Shabbos and you want to cook food and put it in the oven. So really, there's a concern. If you put the food in the oven, you might change the temperature if it's not cooked. According to the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Rambam, if it's not fully cooked, then if it's not fully cooked by the time of Shabbos, then you have a problem that we're concerned you might change the temperature. However, according to Tosfos and according to the second opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Ramah, as long as the food is one half cooked, or the most lenient position, one third cooked, so then, by the time Shabbos hits, so then that's fine. I've had situations where people called me up and they're running late and they want to throw the chicken in the oven. And let's say the chicken takes 2 hours to cook. So one third, we go by time. Chazon needs to be passing like by time. So as long as, let's say it takes 2 hours to cook, as long as you put the chicken in at least 40 minutes before sunset in a pinch, so then it will be one-third cooked by the time of sunset. You'd be allowed to put the chicken in the oven, even though it's getting cooked during Shabbos. That's fine. As long as it's kamachal ben drusai before Shabbos, it's permitted to put the chicken in the oven.